You're listening to MasterPoint, creating original and compelling brands for financial advisors. What's your story?
Hi, my name is Fortunato Estanio. I'm the brand coach of The Personal Coach. The Personal Coach helps advisors generate more momentum in their business, and we do that through customized one-on-one business coaching. We work with advisors right across Canada. Today, we're going to be talking to one of our clients, and we're primarily going to be talking about branding. And we're speaking to Mark Wem from Clear Rock Financial. Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks, Forge. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for joining us. So, Mark, maybe you can tell our viewers a little bit about yourself, your background, how you got into the business, and where you are today.
Well, I've been in the financial planning business for about 20 years now. I started off with a small local mutual fund dealer in Kitchener about 20 years ago, and over time, it's just morphed into something greater. In 2006, I guess, I upgraded my license to a full securities license and acquired a couple businesses and have just kind of grown from there.
Okay, cool. So when were you introduced to the personal coach? When did we meet? How long ago was that? Was that about 4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, I guess it's about 4 or 5 years ago now that I think of it. I was actually introduced to you through a local friend who I knew. I was looking to brand my own business and knew he had some experience in this, and I approached him. He wasn't in a position where he could do anything, but he knew you from previous work experiences and also knew that you had some specialty with working with financial advisors. So. Mm-hmm. He made that connection, and you know, he was really good about indicating that because your expertise was in the financial services business, that it would probably save me a lot of time trying to explain what I did and how I did it. So, yeah,
cool. And then I've introduced you to Julie Leith, one of our business coaches. Can you just tell a little bit about that relationship and what you've gained from that?
Yeah, well, certainly after we had finished the whole branding exercise with yourself, you had indicated to me that Julie was a colleague of yours, and that some of the people that you had worked with previously had found a great deal of success by having a business coach as well. So it was interesting. I started off with a wee bit of skepticism and quickly learned that I needed some help, and in working with Julie, we've been able to cover a lot of other things related to the running the day-to-day operations of a business that has been hugely helpful in keeping us organized and growing.
Is there one thing in particular that you, like the big aha from the business coaching, that's really supported you and your team and your business?
Yeah, I think so. I think one of the biggest issues or the biggest benefits that I've had is that Julie has helped keep us accountable to ourselves. It sounds kind of funny, but it's all the day-to-day business things that would otherwise have gotten overlooked or put onto the back burner and never dealt with that Julie's helped me work on. Like just an example, things like proper job descriptions for all our employees, having a proper set of policies and procedures for what we're going to do in the office, a proper meeting schedule and template with our clients. I mean, these are all little things that, you know, most financial advisors are well-intentioned with, but when it comes right down to it, they often don't get done. So that was a bit of an aha process or moment for me, in that I realized these were things that just weren't going to ever happen unless I had someone that was going to keep me accountable to myself.
Great. Okay, great. So anyway, so now we're going to talk about branding. And so, you know, we met, and one of the first conversations we had is, okay, what do you want to achieve? You know, what are your objectives, Mark? Can you just tell us a little bit about what some of your objectives were?
Yeah, we wanted to have our own identity. In the course of that 20 years that I have been in business, through the process of corporate mergers or amalgamations, I had had to change the brand that I was operating under five times. And there was a distinct lack of continuity that went along with that. So I was a little bit concerned about that lack of stability. Mm-hmm. Over and above that, I also realized that what a client might get at one of my colleagues' office in another part of the country could be vastly different from what I did. And so there was no one set of values or processes or client service commitment that applied. So we wanted to have our value proposition, our brand that reflected what we did. And that was a very important thing for me to develop over time, because then I would have a brand that I controlled.
Right.
And that we could articulate to our clients in the way that we chose to do so. And it just proved to be a really good exercise.
Okay, so we developed a brand for you, and we came up with a name and a story around what that means. Do you want to speak a little bit about what we created for you?
Yeah, well, you know, Forge, probably a good way to start this off is, where did it come from? And in our case, we actually, through the personal coach, we went out and had one of your team members interview about five or six of our clients. And then we took the feedback that we got from our clients, put it together with what we felt we were providing to our clients. And then you started looking for synergies. And out of that whole thing came two prevailing themes that we aspired to provide, and that our clients indicated that we were providing. And those two themes were all revolving around, first of all, transparency, and second of all, stability. So based upon that, we ended up coming up with the name ClearRock Financial. Clear being all about transparency and openness, and the stability factor was provided by the rock name. So
yes, and I think one of the other things we uncovered too is that the clear is the client relationship and the communication and the kind of the relationship. And the solidness,
absolutely,
the processes, and the dependability, and the reliability behind, and the commitment behind what your whole team provided for your clients. So that's, so it just felt right. In other words, you're saying this is who we are, and as you mentioned, you know, we interviewed several of your clients, but we also interviewed you and your team, and so you know, we found the synergy between your clients. We found a synergy between your team, and then we found the synergy between you and your team and your clients. And
absolutely,
that's what came out of this, which I thought was really cool. So,
and it was really helpful because it pulled everything together. I mean, we very much want our clients to see us as partners, as opposed to just their guy.
Right, right.
I often say to our clients that if you ever call me your investment guy, I'm going to fire you. Jokingly, of course.
Yeah.
We very much value and the theme of partnership, because the reality is we're not going to do anything meaningful for them if they're not a full-fledged partner.
Right, right.
We need them to take ownership and responsibility over it. We can guide them, we can provide them with advice, but at the end of the day, they do a lot of the heavy lifting.
Right, right. Okay. So how did it affect the culture of your organization? And because I know we put a brand guidelines document together for you. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting process because, you know, I think of all of our team members that were a part of this process, and they never really thought about the whole idea of creating a brand that we wanted to kind of have all our actions, all our communications be reflective of. And so initially, I mean, I use a little examples like the, how long it took some of our admin support staff to start answering the phone saying Clear Rock Financial as opposed to our dealer's name. It was because they had identified with the dealer. And suddenly it took probably the better part of 6 months before they were starting to say, no, we're not our dealer. We are us. We are Clear Rock Financial. And it just slowly morphed into that. And the same thing ended up happening with our clients as well, is that they started seeing us as being a unique organization that just operated under our chosen dealer. So, of course, I don't know if I probably answered that question or not, but
as a result, it makes your, it helps your team communicate your value more effectively based on culture and the brand. And also your clients are now getting engaged and more loyal to you and your team. And as a result, they're probably more effective around introducing you to others as well and differentiating you from other advisors. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, no question about that. The we very much wanted to have it so our clients attached to our team, which was reflected in our brand.
Right, right.
And if they would, if our clients would connect with that, then all of a sudden it didn't just become about Mark. It became Mark and Phyllis and Amy and Julie and the whole team of people. That was a huge benefit to us because prior to that, I mean, it seemed like every call that came into the office wanted to talk to Mark. Well, we've moved away from that now so that if Mark is on holidays or sick or whatever the case is, our clients know that there are other team members who can probably handle whatever it is that they needed to deal with. Yes. In fact, now many calls come in that I never know about, which is great.
One thing, you mentioned somebody on your team named Julie, not to confuse with the Julie as a personal. So there are more than one Julie on this, Julie's on this planet.
Yeah, in fact, I've got three in my life. I've got, my wife is named Julie. I've got Julie Leith, our business coach, and Julie Burjoski, who is our associate investment advisor.
Wow, maybe you should just call it Julie Financial.
Perhaps.
Let's talk a little bit about strategy. There was a couple of things that were really important to you. Because I remember, you know, we'd have these conversations, and one of the things you said was, you know, I want to get really clear on who my ideal client is, and I want to let people know who my ideal client is. Sometimes with advisors, they wanted clarity on their ideal clients, so they knew, you know, we get more of, and part of that is, you know, that the right client gives you the right, just the right energy from day to day to keep doing what you love to do. But sometimes advisors aren't too outward with communicating through a marketing strategy, who that ideal client is. But you did, you wanted people to know that this is the type of people that I work for. Can you speak a little bit about how important that was to you and how we approach that?
Absolutely. It's an interesting thing because I started off being like a typical person coming into the industry where basically you'll take anyone and everyone because you want clients and you frankly you need to do that in order to survive. But I got to a point, you know, 10, 15 years in where I realized that there's no way I could be all things to all people. And that also gave me enough time to determine the type of clients that I had the most successful relationships with. Success being not just about investment results, but it was just the quality of the relationship, the level of trust that existed there, those types of intangibles. And so we ultimately just decided that we wanted to have fewer but more meaningful relationships. So that gave us, that gave rise to sitting down and deciding who it was that we wanted to deal with. And, you know, our ideal relationships aren't just about assets, although we do have a minimum account size that we adhere to, but it was much more focused on personality types. So for example, we put together a whole checklist of things that we look for in our ideal client. And you know, it's interesting, I'm pulling a copy of this right now, and the first item on the whole thing is we want people who understand, appreciate, and value financial advice. I mean, that's a pretty significant statement right there, because there are a lot of people out there that don't value advice, they don't value their advisory team, and frankly, they don't trust them, which is often why they have assets spread out of three or four different financial institutions, because they don't think that they can trust any one person enough.
Right.
Well, we wanted to get away from that. And you know, the second, I'm not going to read this whole thing out for you, Forge. I know that's not what it's designed for here, but
it's on your website.
It is, and anybody can go look at it. We make it very, very available. But you know, we wanted, I think the second point is probably a really important one too, because we wanted to make sure we had clients who wanted a financial advisory team who was caring, honest, transparent, and who was prepared to take the time that was necessary in order to understand what was truly important to those clients. And then we could craft a plan for them that would get them to wherever it is that they wanted to go.
Right.
And from that whole process, we just started making it clear to our existing clients who it was that we wanted to work with. If we're going to bring a new client relationship on board, we want to make sure that we're going to provide them with an experience which is unlike anything they've ever had before. That breeds loyalty. And we are very fortunate in that our clients are very loyal to us. And that's what we want.
Excellent. So, you know, it's interesting. It's like once we've established that ideal client, then we started to think about how are we going to communicate the value that we provide to them based on who we are and our services and so forth and our expertise and our knowledge. And so we designed a client experience process and we gave it a name. And then we also created another document that talked about the integration of services. And I remember you saying that particular document really helped prospects or people interested in your services determine that your company was the right company to help them out. So can you talk a little bit about those two, the process and that integrated service document that we put together for you?
Yeah, well, it certainly, that was a huge thing, because it's important for me to emphasize that everything was on brand. So, you know, and it's the little things that not everybody would pay attention to, but our logo, which is a diamond, a crystal diamond shape, has very six distinct parts of it. And our process for taking a client from a prospect to a full-fledged client has six unique steps. What we coined our crystallization elements has six primary areas that we think most clients need to address in order to truly have an enduring financial plan that's going to last for their lifetime. So I just wanted to mention the whole synergies between the logo and all the various steps and processes that we do. With the crystallization elements, what we tried to do is have something that would be reflective of what we felt the key areas were in someone's life financially. You know, everything from cash flow to risk management to investments to you know, retirement savings, estate planning, cash flow and budgeting, all those things which are kind of cornerstones to a financial plan. You can't do one without addressing the others, because they're all interlinked.
Right, right.
And by having something that we could show to clients and saying, these are the key areas that we need to focus on. Mm. And if we focus on those, everything else comes together and it creates a stronger holistic plan than what you would ever get if you just had an integrated plan. Integrated or maybe integrated isn't the right word, but certainly an isolated plan. I don't know how someone can put together a financial strategy without considering tax, for example.
Right.
I mean, we live in one of the highest tax countries in the world, and yet people will blindly go and invest money without considering the tax implications of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old saying that don't let the tax tail wag the investment dog. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting way of saying tax doesn't dictate what you should do from an investment point of view, but you at least need to be mindful of it. Right. So with the development of the crystallization elements, what it did was provided a great way to illustrate to clients that there's a lot of moving parts here. It's like a piece to a puzzle, and they need to be put together in order to get something that's really going to be meaningful and long lasting.
So when you sat down with clients and showed them this, what were kind of some of the responses that you would get from them after explaining it to them and showing it to them visually?
It was interesting because for clients that we had already been working with, a lot of them just kind of nodded and said, yeah, you've been doing that all the time.
Hmm.
So it was an affirmation of what we had already been doing.
Yeah.
Where we found it more meaningful was for when we were considering prospects or people who were considering using our services.
Mm-hmm.
For them, they had, a lot of people at least, had been accustomed to having an advisor who only wanted to talk to them about their investments and little more.
Right.
The idea that someone would take some time and consider all the other factors that affect someone financially, it was quite removed from their mind. In fact, I think that they found it to be quite enlightening and refreshing to see that perhaps there was things that we cared about other than just what the value of their investment account was.
Hmm. Okay, great. So is there anything else that you can think of that you want to talk about?
Well, I think just more of a kind of a 30,000 foot perspective. The relationship that we've developed with the personal coach, including yourself and Julie and some of your other team members as well, has really allowed us to focus more on what it is that we do.
Hmm.
We spend more time focusing on our client and less time focusing on other things that are distractions.
Hmm.
So we've created this, what we think is a powerful brand that we want to grow and expand, but allows us to focus on what's most important, which is our clients. They know who we are. Mm-hmm. We know who they are. And we think it enhances our service commitment and enhances the value that we provide to them.
Right. Okay. And so what our tagline is to support advisors with confidence, focus, and freedom. Do you feel that you've made some gain in those three areas?
Confidence, focus, and freedom?
Yeah.
Confidence, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Focus, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working on the freedom part because one of my biggest challenges is that I have a hard time letting go taking more time for myself. So
okay.
Let's put it this way. The groundwork for that is there. The issue is me.
Yes. Okay. So that's your next step. Yeah. And like you said,
it is.
You have those other two first. That's why that word is the last one. You have to have those other ones in place before you start accessing freedom. So enjoy the
Absolutely.
Ride. We'll
Thank
support
you
in those areas. And I would like to add that, you know, we're a coaching firm, but as the advisor, as a client to us, the advisor, you know, it really helps if they're extremely coachable. And I would say you are in a very high level and you're very process-driven and very vision-driven as well. You have a good idea where you want your business to go. I think in the relationship here is that hopefully that we got you there sooner than you expected through coaching and like you said, keeping you accountable and keeping you on task. So a lot of the acknowledgement goes to you. So
thank you, George.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. So I think that's about it. I think we've covered it all. And I just want to thank you for your time today and just a message to our viewers. Feel free to take a look at some of the other testimonials that we've put together with other clients. And our goal is to support advisors out there so that they have that confidence and focus and freedom so they can enjoy life and enjoy working with clients. So that's it. Thank you very much. And have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Farge.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to MasterPoint, creating original and compelling brands for financial advisors. Visit us online at masterpoint.ca. What's your story?